activist Spencer Cass is trying to get 18,000 signatures on a petition that would put a proposed citywide panhandling ban on Tampa's March ballot. The activist has 9 days to do so.
It is a dangerous situation. Council, by mere motion, can place this on the ballot today. And we can all have a nice, happy holiday season without having to run around and try and gather these signatures. Regardless of whether my time expires to get the signatures or doesn't, or we get enough or don't, we still will have January and February to come down here to council and request continuously that you put it on the ballot or that you adopt the ordinance on its own. In a perfect world, I'd like you just to adopt the ordinance. If you won't, the very least you could do is let the public decide how they want their streets used. That seems extremely fair to me. If you sign a petition form, everyone should know you're not voting for the ordinance or against the ordinance. All you're voting for is democracy, to let the people decide how they want their streets used.
Today, most city council members were reluctant to take up a vote that would have put it on the ballot without the signatures. Councilmember Charlie Miranda said a panhandling ban would also have to apply to charity organizations that collect money on the roadside, as well as individuals who sell the Sunday paper at city intersections. Miranda said he's not a fan of people begging for money at red lights, but he's wary of adopting a sweeping ban on the practice of collecting money from passing cars.
Then there's people who are earning maybe their food on the table by selling newspapers on Sundays from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. So let's get rid of those 300 or 400 or 500 people also. Let's just get rid of them. We don't want them. So society is a wonderful thing, but it's hard to make decisions when you sit on this side of the dais, because it always has an effect on everyone.
Most of the city council members agreed, but council member Joseph Catano said panhandling is keeping job-creating companies from moving to Tampa.
It is devastating our industry out there. People don't want to come here and buy homes. I know that. I was at a dinner the other night, the Tampa Bay Builders Association, and it was brought up that people don't want to come here when they see 10 or 15 people sitting on the corner of Fowler Avenue. First thing you hear, who are these people? What are they doing? Well, there's some type of an explanation that is given by the agent that has those people. And some gentleman who wants to come here and start his business, maybe with 250 employees, he's not going to come here.
The council declined to vote today, but they may take up the discussion in January. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.